Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for culturalmining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Well, after a dip over a few weeks into the depths of lowbrow movies, lots of monsters, things like that, this week I'm returning to higherbrow dramas, suitable for grown-up movies. This week I'm looking at a light family drama from the UK about newlyweds and an American suspenseful drama about the effects of antidepressants on a young woman's psyche. Side Effects, directed by Steven Soderbergh. So Emily, played by Rooney Mara, is a young woman married to a Wall Street guy who's in prison for insider trading. She's nervous but excited. Martin, that's played by Channing Tatum, is getting out of prison and they'll be together again after 4 years, but she's getting more and more nervous. They were barely newlyweds when he was locked up, and now she's worried about their relationship. So when things don't live up to their potential, bad sex, one day she spontaneously steps on the pedal in a parking garage and drives her car full speed into a concrete wall. Okay, doesn't kill her, but in the emergency room, she gets treated by a psychiatrist, Dr. Banks, played by Jude Law. He's a kindly but honest, middle-aged, scruffy guy. He's married to a brittle, ambitious Wall Street trader as well. So he's touched by Emily's stunning beauty, youth, and neediness. And he really wants to help her out. Maybe he even has romantic thoughts about her. So after checking with her previous psychiatrist, the sultry Dr. Siebert, played by Catherine Zeta-Jones, he takes on her case and starts prescribing various medications, Zoloft, Abrixa, a whole bunch more I never heard of, to ease depression or to modify the side effects of the antidepressants or to stabilize the mood of how they interact with each other. But they just seem to make things worse. Then a pharmacy saleswoman comes in and gets them to sign on for a lucrative new drug testing program. And he needs the money, so he says, okay. But what about the side effects of all these drugs? Well, for Emily, they lead to sleepwalking, bizarre mood changes, strange sexual responses, and eventually to a bizarre, shocking incident. The case explodes onto the front pages, and the hapless doctor is drawn into a complicated drama. Suddenly, his marriage is at risk, his career is on the line, and his private life is interrupted by droves of reporters who swarm around his apartment. Who's to blame? Is it the drug company? Is it the patient? Or is it the doctor who prescribed it? Okay, full disclosure, I can't stand most of Steven Soderbergh's movies. They're misanthropic, they're bleak, they're drab, they're depressing. The people in the movies all seem obsessed with crass, mundane problems in everyday life. Things like real estate, accounting, medical problems, career advancement, all the stuff you expect to see in movies. There's no love, passion, family. There's no aesthetics. There's no religion, morality, things like that. They're also incredibly drab in style, just blah. Especially lately with terrible movies he did, like The Girlfriend Experiment, The Informant, Magic Mike, and the five-hour biopic snooze fest about Che Guevara. Ugh. Anyway, I'm not saying he doesn't know what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. I just don't like what he's doing. They're disturbing or distressing. Not fun at all. Not like his old stuff, like terrific Out of Sight. But, after saying that, I really like this movie. It has enough twists and shocks and plot turns to keep me glued to the screen. It starts as a straightforward, slow-moving drama, but gradually becomes suspenseful, psychological, almost a thriller. Even the doctor is forced to question his own sanity, and it plays around with things like, can the camera itself be an unreliable narrator? Is the movie what you see, not necessarily what you get? He plays around with this stuff really good. So Rooney Mara and Jude Law, they're great. And Channing Tatum, but he's up there on the screen. It's good to look at. And then there's Catherine Zeta-Jones. She stands out like a sore thumb. She's unbelievably awful. It's a smaller role, but still, just she puts on a pair of glasses and pulls back her hair, and she thinks that makes her a psychiatrist. But instead, she comes up and she comes over as a, she acts like a breathy soap opera character. Nothing like the rest of the people in this realistic drama. It's just this movie where she always is bad. Anyway, not enough to ruin the movie. I really liked Side Effects. Good movie. Next, All in Good Time, directed by Nigel Cole. So things are great at the wedding amid the jumble and confusion of two extended families who live near Manchester in England. There's the working class Atul, played by Reese Ritchie, who hangs out in a movie theater and still lives with his parents in a council flat. And then there's the richer Veena, Amara Karan, who's much better off. She's his new bride. So the newlyweds are clearly quite in love, but since the wedding, with his dad snoring and farting through the thin walls, Atul, he can't get it up. As his mother puts it, there's been no planting in the Shalimar Gardens. And when word leaks out via a trio of gossipy popcorn ladies at the local Bollywood show palace, the scandal begins to grow. Everyone in the neighborhood knows about it. He hasn't yet shown his manhood. Is this wedding a failure? So then there's his father, Ishwar, played by Harish Patel, who's a self-centered, bombastic boor given to arm wrestling and practical jokes. He's constantly at war with his son. There's a generation gap and Ishwar's own obsession with one-upmanship. It doesn't help things either. Then there's Atul's mother, who's much more understanding and pragmatic and is trying to get things back to normal. She reminds him that their marriage, her and her husband, took a while to get better too. So will the father and son ever see eye to eye? Will love keep the newlyweds together, or will stress tear their marriage apart before it even starts? All in Good Time. This is interesting. It's adapted from a play by UK playwright Ayub Khandin, who did the fantastic East is West and its sequel West East is East and its sequel West is West. And this in turn was adapted from the 1960s play All in Good Time. That was written by Bill Lawton, who brought us the famous movie Alfie. But this time with a mainly British Indo-Pakistani cast. Father and son, main characters Patel and Ritchie, are just great, as are all the female actors as well. Movie starts confusing and slow and jumbled and messy with all the wedding scenes and stuff like that, but takes a while to get into its groove, but when it does, it's really delightful. Director Nigel Cole, who's known for Maiden Dagenham and other small English dramas, is in fine form here. He constructs a really great movie. All in Good Time is definitely worth seeing. It's a very enjoyable, romantic family drama. So Side Effects and All in Good Times both open today in Toronto. And also playing worth checking out are some great documentaries, including West of Memphis, an epic film. It tells the decades-long story of three teenagers in a small town, Arkansas, who are arrested and charged with the satanic murder of a teenager based only on the terrible DA's evidence that they wore black and liked heavy metal music. Great movie. Check your local listings for times and screens. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.